Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, good morning.
A pretty good morning, all things considered.
Yes. That was fun.
Yes.
And can it be, can it really truly be that this is Scal now? I mean, is that what we're looking at? Because if so,
that's what they thought they were looking at.
I know, but that changes how and this team has shown it can regress, and at this point all you need is that for that to happen one game.
Yeah.
And it's over with. But my God, if what we saw yesterday and really in the game before that.
Yeah. I mean, Scal, the last two games, a career high 8 rebounds followed by a career high 9 rebounds and 29 points and six blocks yesterday. Six blocks. Yeah, I mean, if this is who he is. I mean, this is who they thought that he was.
Right.
And that's what, you know, everybody said. Evan Daniels, who obviously follows the recruiting circuit, it's his job, nationally. But he said, this is who we thought Scal Labissiere was. And all those scouts there to see Ben Simmons, Jamal Murray, Tyler Ulis, not really there to see Scal. I mean, yeah, he's mentioned there, and if he plays, they want to, I guess, pick up on a little bit of stuff. But Scal outshined Ben Simmons.
Again?
Yes.
For the second time. So two out of three times they've played, Scal has been the better player.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a disdain for Ben Simmons at all until...
Until.
Yeah.
He opened his big fat mouth. First of all, here's how the day started for him, is he was ruled ineligible for the Wooden Award,
yes.
Which, by the way, Tyler Ulis is a finalist for the Wooden Award. Ben Simmons would have been a finalist for the Wooden Award had he qualified or been certified by his university. Those requirements include academics, and all you have to do is get a 2.0. If you can struggle through freshman English... Freshman biology?
Mm-hmm.
Freshman courses at Louisiana State University. The basics. 2.0 is all you need. He can't do that. I don't know. He's not going to class.
Well, and you know, one side of the argument is, hey, he's gone. He's going to be a millionaire. Who cares? Well, Anthony Davis was able to do it. John Wall was able to do it. DeMarcus Cousins was able to do it. Brandon Knight was. I mean...
Yeah.
List all the guys, because we've had plenty of top 15 Wooden Award finalists over the last 7 years. And most all of them were one and dones.
Yes. So if that's not enough to think poorly of him, if your opinion changes there and go, Ben Simmons, or maybe you say, I don't care. He's not there for school anyway. Let's not pretend that
right.
He's a student. I don't care what his GPA is. Okay? Maybe you say that. Well, then he goes and opens his mouth after the game and is asked, oh, what makes Tyler Ulis great? If you touch him, it's a foul. Oh, you jerk.
I know. Which is like the 17th thing on the list of what makes Tyler Ulis great.
The jerk store called and they said they're out of you, Ben Simmons.
I mean, I guess I've never heard him really talk or say, like, there's nothing that he said that's been so remarkable that it's been played over and over on SportsCenter or anything.
I've heard him, yeah, in plenty of interviews.
And I just thought, where did that come from?
Maybe the GPA chance when he was shooting free throws from the students, because he was shooting free throws and the students were going, GPA, you know.
I know, which, but
yeah.
Is that really, has he really not been taunted at other places?
Yeah, I know. So I don't know, and maybe the buildup, the hatred for UK seems to be like a buildup from some schools, not all of them, but some, that just like to feel that animosity. And I listened to what the LSU players had to say before the game, you know, a couple days before the game, and that all the talk was, this is our NCAA tournament shot. This is Kentucky. Makes it even bigger. You know, all that stuff.
Yeah. And then they got absolutely rolled up on.
Not to mention that Ben Simmons, you know, shoots the most free throws in the country, I think. He has gone to the line.
And he shot 11 to Tyler's 4 yesterday.
Yeah. So just in that game, he shot 7 more free throws than Tyler Ulis. But Ulis and Murray combined, I think I saw the number was 287 free throws. Chris Fisher tweeted this out. And Simmons is like 276. So Murray and Ulis combined have only shot 11 more than you by yourself. But, hey, what makes Tyler Ulis so great? If you touch him, it's a foul. Like he's Michael Jordan or something.
Yeah.
And so then if that wasn't enough, Stephen Moody from Ole Miss, he's a better point guard, by the way.
No.
I don't know what your hang-up is on Tyler Ulis, but, you know, this offseason sees it this way.
Why?
I don't know. Why you would be so bitter. I guess, well, think of it this way. All right, here's your day. You get up, and on one hand, the day could go named Wooden Award finalist,
right.
Beat Kentucky at Kentucky, get back into the NCAA tournament, show off in front of a bunch of NBA scouts, and, you know, earn my
ticket.
And
on national TV.
Yeah. That's the one thing you could have done. Instead, your grades suck so bad, you can't be a Wooden Award finalist. They holler GPA at you. Kentucky eats your lunch. You're not going to the NCAA tournament. That's for sure. That's not happening for you now. And you were outshined by a kid who hasn't played worth a darn most of the year. And that's who the scouts really saw. I mean, so it was a bad day for Ben Simmons.
It was a bad day.
Even though he had a good game as far as numbers go. See, to me, here's the argument when you talk about...
He has a lot of good games as far as numbers go.
Exactly.
But that doesn't do anything for his team.
Exactly. That's it. Doesn't do anything for his team. He makes no one else better that I can see. I mean, even though he averages, what, like 5 assists a game or something like that? Even 6, maybe? Something like that. He's up there.
I mean, if you take the number one pick in the draft, projected, number one pick in the draft off of LSU's team... I bet you they have right around the same record. Like, they're probably the same team without the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
If you take Tyler Ulis off Kentucky's team.
Right.
Ugh,
forget it.
They might have LSU's record.
Yes, they might. Here's the thing that is even more bothersome to me. And this is all on Johnny Jones. And people, it's become, you know, popular to jump on Johnny Jones. But there are reasons for it. On Tuesday, or Monday, it was Monday on the SEC coaches teleconference, Johnny Jones is asked about Ben Simmons and how he has handled all the attention and praise, and because ESPN has made it their personal campaign to make Ben Simmons player of the year and the number one draft pick. That's basically what they've been doing all season.
Yes.
If you listen to Johnny Jones, he's asked how he handled all that, and there's his teammates been jealous of it at all or anything. Johnny Jones, nothing but praise about how well Ben Simmons has handled everything. Everything. He can't say, not to mention anything about him sitting out against Tennessee, which was for academic reasons.
And for 4 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, so what's Johnny Jones doing over there?
But we're showing everybody, you can't do this.
Yeah.
He's going to sit for 4 minutes.
I hate it for LSU and, like, Dale Brown was back. And
yeah, you know, he back always comes back for this game. He loves it.
Back in the day, you didn't like Dale Brown because, you know, he coached LSU. But now you like him.
He's
but
a sweet old man.
And LSU keeps getting good players and keeps stinking. I mean, Martin and Mickey last year were great. Now you got the number one player in the country.
And not to mention Anthony Blakeney, who was a 5-star, and Tim Quarterman. And I mean, they've got good players.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Enough about Ben Simmons. Hey, let's get to the phones right away. 381-1313 is the number you can call to jump in here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Steve, I feel like we haven't heard from you in like a week, Steve. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it's
been a week, right?
It's been a busy week. What can I say? Let me ask you all this about Ben Simmons. Would it not shock you all if, like, after the season ends, I mean, like a good time after the season ends, you start hearing stories coming out of LSU that, like, you know, he was a troublemaker and that he didn't get along with teammates, really. And I mean, would it shock y'all if you didn't start hearing those stories? Because, like, just watching him yesterday, it's like, God, that guy's got potential to be a locker room cancer, you know? Just something about him. I can't explain why, but just, you know, the way he came off that conference and, you know, how flippant he's been about his grades, it's just like, man, that's not looking good. That doesn't look good on him.
It wouldn't surprise me to know that he's all about me.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
I could see that. I don't know about troublemaker, because we really haven't heard anything that would indicate that he's a troublemaker. But as far as being concerned with him, like, all right, here's where I'm stopping. I'm going to be here for a year. Johnny Jones promised me he wasn't going to give me a hard time.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
And his teammates know it. He knows it. And that's how they go about their business. And, but you could see it. Somebody... was the Tennessee game, I think it was. I saw that somebody noticed and said, just sit here and watch the LSU bench during this game. Just watch them. Because you can always, I've heard so many coaches say, and you can tell how a team is, or former players, you can tell a lot about a team by watching how their bench reacts, you know, the guys that don't get to play, to everything. Which brings us to how UK's bench reacted when
Jamal Murray. Michael Moore.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
Yeah. EJ. Michael saved EJ.
Oh, Michael saved EJ. That's right.
Yes. EJ Floreal.
Yeah. It just hearing that just wouldn't shock us. He did not come off looking good yesterday. I mean, I get he had a frustrating day, but it's just like, you know, he came off really petulant, I thought. You know, but, I mean, to be honest, this was just a really good week for Kentucky basketball because, like, you look earlier in the week, they go to Florida. You know, it's always a tough place to play, even if Florida's down this year. No, it's always a tough spot to play. They go in there, take care of business, win, you know, on the road. I think that's a good mental, you know, it helps them mentally, I think. And then you come in today, you got an LSU team that, you know, desperately need this win. They know they need it. And you take care of them. You completely shut their game down. And, I mean, Kentucky, just they look like $1 million this week. I mean, it's an absolute improvement. It's really great to watch.
And in both games, Scal was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was absolutely fantastic. It was nice to see for once.
Yeah, here's the thing about, like, for a guy like Ben Simmons and for Kentucky, I don't know how close the two of them were, Kentucky and Ben Simmons, to getting together. But, you know, John Calipari makes a point of – I mean, for the most part, he's had his pick. And then he's lost some battles here in the last few years now that, you know, Mike Krzyzewski has decided to go the same route. But John Calipari does such a good job of finding the right guys who aren't going to say the type of things that Ben Simmons says. Like, think of something somebody said, inflammatory or not so good, at Kentucky. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins kind of said what he wanted, but he did it
in such a joking fashion.
Yeah.
Although I do think Cal, 100 times out of 100, would have taken Ben Simmons if Ben Simmons would have come here.
Right. I agree with that. But here's the thing that Kentucky teaches you. You get here, it's a professional operation from the beginning. You are taught every time you open your mouth in front of a camera or on the radio, that is an image of you. You are speaking and projecting the Alex Poitras brand. Whoever you are, that's your brand. You're like, you have just become Coke and Pepsi every time you open your mouth in the media.
Well, I mean,
and they train you to do that. And by the time you leave here, you're ready for the NBA. How many guys say, "Oh, the training I got, the experience at Kentucky prepared me so much for the NBA, just beyond basketball."
Well, look how good they do in the pros. I mean, most of them that go do very well. You know, I mean, that's one thing we could get over Krzyzewski. I mean. You know, I'll be honest, Duke players haven't done that well in the NBA. His track record's very so-so.
And Jahlil Okafor making great, you know, decisions off the court as well, as we see.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
But Cal pretty much, you know, I think he pretty much tells those guys in a way, like, you come here, I will treat you like a professional. I'm not going to treat you like a college kid. I will treat you like a professional. And if you act like one, you're going pro. And you'll win a lot. And I think that, you know, the kids buy into that very quickly. That's why he succeeds.
Except in practice and on the court. He doesn't treat them like pros at all. He's screaming at them like children. There's no doubt.
True. Coach,
but I understand what your point is. Yeah, for sure.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks. Definitely. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
I also want to say, the one thing that I do think is special about Kentucky that we saw yesterday is a guy that plays at Gonzaga.
Yes.
Sent a video to the guy graduating and having his senior day at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now, say what you will about, you know, one and dones. Those guys have been back here a lot. Those guys have given back to the program.
Yeah.
Those guys have remained true to the program. They have.
Tweet about it all the time.
Yes.
Watch 100%. Go UK, now, all that.
I don't know. I don't follow Ben Simmons enough, but you don't get the sense that, like, he's there for Midnight Madness or whatever their, you know.
Deal is. Yeah.
I don't get the sense that he's there opening things up next year.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah, he's not tied to LSU that way. I mean, but that has to do with the fan base. Like, I saw something earlier this season, maybe just a month or so ago. Remember now what ESPN has done for LSU, promoting them up front, Ben Simmons, all the time, every time college basketball is mentioned, it seems like. Yet, an LSU basketball game on its radio network, just like the UK radio network, Louisville game being on the radio, whatever, was not going to be heard on its normal channel. It was being preempted by a baseball game, I believe, because baseball season was starting for LSU. So LSU's game against, I don't know, Missouri or whatever, men's basketball game, on that radio station that you tune to for the game in Baton Rouge, preempted. Could you imagine? Yeah. Kentucky basketball? That's where you went, Ben Simmons. You went where they preempt your games for baseball. So that right there is so much different than here.
Yeah. Everything's different here. I get that. But that
you come here and you become part of it. You feel it already. Like, you are accepted and embraced with open arms until you suck for a little while, and then you're chastised. And then if you come back and play good again, then it's like, we love you all over again.
But wasn't that cool that Kyle Wilcher sent in a video?
Yes.
I mean, that to
me was
the coolest thing of the senior day festivities.
That was great. I thought Alex was going to cry. Was that Alex's brother-in-law that was standing there, I would guess, with his
niece,
twin sister and niece? The niece had the headphones on.
Yes.
Remember I talked about Monster Jam and the infant was there?
Yes.
No headphones. See how smart the Poitras family is? See the intelligence showing? Big old headphones on that girl walking into a place that has 23,000 fans that are screaming. Smart girl. I thought it was touching that his sister's husband was tearing up a little bit. Did you see him? He would kind of wipe away the tears there. And Mama was all teary-eyed. And I thought Alex was going to let it go. And did it look like Aaron Harrison was emotional when he was talking? When he was giving his message, was he emotional? I thought he was a little bit.
The Harrison twins always lacked so much emotion.
But he seemed like he was
in something.
He felt sincere, like he was saying, you meant so much to me.
Look, everyone says he's their favorite teammate. Yeah, he was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything you did for me.
Right. I mean, they were there 2 years together.
Yeah.
So it was great. It was great. But no, Poitras stood strong, did not let a tear go, scored 12 points on his senior night. Kentucky goes back-to-back undefeated seasons at Rupp Arena. I think it is, what, 37 in a row now? Yes.
And we'll talk about this when we get back, but they do have the best draw in the SEC tournament.
Yes.
I think.
We got a lot to talk about, including the 11th region tournament. We have Scott County head coach, the all-time winningest coach in high school basketball history here in the state of Kentucky. Billy Hicks joins us in 10 minutes, and then at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock, the repeat champion Franklin County Lady Flyers head coach, Joey Thacker, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Catch the Dan and Mary Joe Show Saturday and Sunday, brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you. 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit ForThePeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Let's go, Wildcats! Whether you love him or you hate him, Big Blue Nation, we know you can impersonate him.
That's right.
Sweet.
Hey, now, that was pretty sweet.
That's right. It's Dan Glass from Courtesy on Wills, and he wants you, BBN, to give your best sweet impersonation during Sweet Madness. It's going on now through March 23rd.
That's right. Hey, Big Blue Nation, get to Sweeten for Sweet Madness.
That's right. Take a video selfie of your most creative, unique impersonation of Sweet. Oh, this should be interesting. Upload it to the Courtesy on Wills Facebook page, and you could be a winner.
The final four videos be featured on Courtesy on Wheels, and the grand prize impersonator wins a prize pack valued at over $2,000.
That's right.
Plus, co-host Courtesy on Wheels with me, Sweet.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for all the Sweet Madness details. So get to Sweeten BBN and join in on the madness.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He was okay. I thought he was too worried about a matchup with him and Ben instead of just love that you're playing. Be excited. You're playing now. And you're an integral part of what we're doing. Be excited. And that's what I got on him about after practice. And he was great. Here's a kid that's taken a lot of grief and goes for 18-9 and six blocks. Like, he looked really good in that game. And he's getting better. The biggest.
I forgot. Steve was on last week. He was just on the phone. We had this chance. Remember what he said last week about Scal? Remember that? Get him out of here. I want him out of here. He better not be back here next year. Calipari needs to send him out. Bet he loves him today. Yeah. There is some folks out there that love them some Scal this morning.
Yeah.
And couldn't stand him. I just always bring it back to anytime you're about to just go crazy on somebody, put yourself in their shoes just for a minute and think about them. You know, I'm 40. Scal's 18. What was I doing at 18? How did I react to things? Did I always make good decisions? Could I handle all the pressure?
But it was understandably some disappointment there.
Oh, the disappointment, no doubt. But
yeah,
to feel bad emotions toward him, I don't know. You just got to go, well, it's not working out so far. I hope the best for him, you know. But then I guess I can see people, I mean, I know people, watched games with people who are mad that Calipari was continuing to give him a chance. And then when Isaac Humphries came on, you're like, why wasn't he playing Isaac earlier? No, he was trying to build up Scal, because Scal's going to go to the NBA. You know.
But I didn't see an 18-9-6 game out of him.
No.
I really didn't a week ago.
No, and then when Calipari spoke up on Friday to say, had a bad practice. Sometimes I'm wondering how much he aims at the players when he speaks to us, and then how much he's...
I think 90% is aimed at the players.
But one thing about Calipari is he does tell it like it is a lot of the times. Like, he is forthcoming. He doesn't try to hold back and keep you out. I think, because sometimes he says stuff knowing that they're going to ask him. So let's see. Did Scal talk on Friday? Did he talk to the media Friday? I'm trying to remember. But it's one of those things where, hey, Calipari said you had a bad practice Thursday. You know, what's going on? But if he is straightened out, no doubt, because this Kentucky, by the way, won their 47th SEC regular season title yesterday. Bad news, they have to share it with Texas A&M.
So is it considered a shared title?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's considered a shared title. They have the exact same records, but Texas A&M wins the tiebreaker for the top seed. They don't win the tiebreaker for outright title. You would have to have the better record to win the title outright. As long as it's the same record in the conference.
Okay.
Even if you beat...
Because I watched that Texas A&M Vandy game, and at the end, they were...
Can't count on Bill Dautrey for anything. Like, yeah.
They celebrated that
SEC. Cut down the nets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which they still have.
Yeah.
They still have an SEC championship. It's just a co-SEC championship. As far as I can tell. I mean, that's the way the SEC is recognizing it.
And so now Kentucky
is recognizing it that way.
We'll play Friday night at 7 o'clock, face the winner of Ole Miss and Alabama.
That's
and
good.
Really,
yeah.
Their side of the bracket, I think, is much better.
Yeah, then it would be the winner of, if Kentucky were to beat either Ole Miss or Alabama, they would play the winner of South Carolina versus either Georgia or Mississippi State. Georgia is playing hot right now, playing well. Georgia coming off a win over South Carolina this week, turned around and won last night, and has, you know, gotten hot. Georgia could beat South Carolina again, or South Carolina could want some revenge. Either way, Kentucky would likely play on Saturday against either Georgia, I think, or South Carolina. And Georgia, South Carolina, that game's a toss-up to me.
Yeah.
Because Georgia got them. How's South Carolina react? Or does Georgia so hot and South Carolina's going the other way? I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it would surprise me if Kentucky's not in the championship game on Sunday.
Right.
But if they are going to have one more stinker, God, I hope it's next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want one at all. You want them to keep rolling
yes.
here. Because they're talking that way. You know, all the whole thing is confident. Confident team. Got to be confident. All this stuff. Now we're making a run. Tyler, you listed. We got to make a run. They're on that run right now.
Yes.
It could be mentally tough to take another hit before you keep going. So you need to keep going forward. Maybe get Texas A&M on Sunday in a rematch. Beat them and really get your mojo.
Yeah.
Because they would beat Texas A&M in Nashville in the championship game. No questions asked. That would be the, we're doing this for Isaac Humphries. Win one for the Aussie. That's what that would be.
Aussie.
And the way this team is, how tight they are, they seem to have such great chemistry. And you see it on the sidelines. You hear it. They would play this game for Isaac. There's no way they would lose to Texas A&M in a SEC championship game on Sunday.
So do you think that makes them a 3 seed? And I know other things, you know, it's not just about what Kentucky does or doesn't do. And it depends on other teams and all that kind of stuff. But can they get on that 3 line? Because the last, if you watched that team yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to hear from Cal a little bit later on talking about just that.
But yes, we will. I think.
There's just not many teams better.
Right. I think so. And that is a discussion for about 15 minutes from now. Because next, we're going to talk to Scott County Head Coach Billy Hicks here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Matthew Lawrence here, and you and I have something in common. We love sports and we love movies. I've had DirecTV for 7 years because they offer the most sports and a huge selection of on-demand movies at no extra charge. Now, the best way to get DirecTV? From my friends at Impact Satellite, and here's why. First, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when they sign you up for new DirecTV. DirecTV service. Second, you might be eligible for another $100 Visa gift card only from Impact Satellite if you're a Sam's Club or Costco member. Contact Impact Satellite for details. When you get new DirecTV service, you need to do it through Impact Satellite because they'll make sure you save as much money as possible. Impact Satellite is a local company. Their local installers are on time and do the job right, and they specialize in helping you select the right viewing package. Impact Satellite in Georgetown, 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber, or call them at 502-867-0157. Tell them I sent you, save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He started at Everett's. That might be the bottom. Long time ago. And now he's the all-time winningest coach in the state of Kentucky. He is Scott County head man Billy Hicks. And he's headed to the 11th region semifinal or finals with his Cardinals after a win last night over Dunbar. Good morning, Coach Hicks. Thanks for taking time.
Good morning, Dan.
That game yesterday, Lafayette came out shooting hot. Had you guys down 12 in the first quarter. You were still down 10 at halftime. Second half, you outscored them 36-18. Tell us a little bit about that comeback and getting that momentum.
Well, Lafayette plays really, really hard. They press. They get going. They can put points on the board quick. You blink, and then man, you're down 10 or 12. And they hit. I think Greenup hit a couple threes during that stretch, and Lane can always hit those threes. And I was very disappointed in our defense. But really, what really hurt us more than anything, we turned the ball over.
Yeah,
13 turnovers the first half, and Lafayette was really quick to convert those in the points. And as they do, the system they play is a very good system. it's the system that Danny Haney started years ago there at Lexington Catholic, and Mike and all was a big part of that. And now Lafayette does a great job of it, as Brandon Steele does over Catholic. And if you're turning the ball over, you're gonna be in trouble. And what it does, it gets their kids playing so hard, too. They play so hard in that you know, if you come out and you're not really ready, you're going to be in trouble early. So, it was a combination of our turnovers. I think that Lafayette played really good.
Coach, you got a special one in Michael Marino, a freshman. 16 points, 22 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Keyed that defensive run in the second half to get you guys back in the game and eventually help win it. Talk a little bit about him. I mean, he's got to be one of those guys that you don't see too often.
Yeah, if you coach long enough, one of those come along here now and then.
You've had a couple.
But the thing that is, what makes Michael special is that He's so smart, on the court and off the court. He's so well-mannered. He's really been, you know, his family's done a great job of raising him and his little brother. And he's really a nice kid, but he's very intelligent. As a passer, he brings so much to the table, just, you know, the things that show up in the stats, like the rebounds, the points and stuff. But, yeah, he's a heck of a passer. You know, he against the press and stuff, he finds open people. He can throw over the press. He's got one of the best baseball passes I've ever seen. He can throw that thing length of the court, and it won't go either way. You know, as far as drifting. Again, and he's a hard worker, really hard. And that was the thing coming in this, Michael, to learn how to work hard every day. Because, and that's just any young kid. They haven't had to do that yet. But then when you get up to high school level and everything, you've got to come in and really work your butt off every day. And he's not only did that, he's been a leader for us in that. He's, you know, at first I had to be on him a lot. And then he evolved to where he was he's one of our leaders. He's grabs the ball and he's first in line for drills and everything. And he's been a good one. But he's very skilled, very athletic. It's just seen him grow this year. First year, I very seldom ever saw him dunk. You know, he could dunk on a rare occasion. And you know, now, guy, he put his elbow on the rim now. it's just seen him evolve and grow. And like when we do our pull-ups and stuff, we got a push-up pull-up program we do. And it's amazing. Like a lot of those little guys that weigh 120 pounds, well, they go up there and they just flip all around that bar. And, but you know, Michael's pulling over 200 pounds. He can go up there and just do 15 deep pull-ups. Amazing, watch him do that.
How tall is he?
I couldn't do one. He's about, you know, he keeps going. He started the season about 6'5", so he's probably about 6'6" now, maybe.
Yeah. We're talking with Scott County Head Coach Billy Hicks here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Six blocks from Marino yesterday. You also got six blocks out of Cooper Watts. You guys, 13 overall in the game, and you're able to limit Lafayette to 4 of 29 shooting in that second half. I mean, that had to be big there, your defensive effort, because neither one of you guys shot the ball particularly well, but really for Lafayette to have just 4 field goals in that second half says something about how you guys were able to protect the rim and guard.
Well, those blocks go 2 different ways, Dan. It means, sorry, drink is tea, went down the wrong way there. You know, Cooper Watts, getting back to him, God, Cooper's a heck of an athlete. God, he's one of the best athletes I've ever coached. He's, you know, he's so long and he can jump, and he's really, he gets a lot of play. He's a very good defensive player. One of the better post defensive players that I've ever coached. The blocks he got. A lot of those ones he got, though, were out on the floor where guys had set threes and he extended his body and went out and blocked those. But I mean, also, too, that means that Lafayette was getting the ball deep inside because a lot of blocks came in to go, and that means Lafayette was taking the ball to the basket and getting off a deep on it. And gosh, you know, we can't let Dunbar do that because they're great finishers. But, that's sort of a odd statistic because, like, if we got – I wish all them blocks would have come from about 15 feet out, but a lot of them came in the goal. That is getting the ball too deep on us.
So, Coach, you mentioned Dunbar, and they beat Henry Clay yesterday to advance to the 11th Region Final to face you. Now, the last time you guys played Dunbar, was that just an anomaly or something?
Yeah, it was a 30-point loss in the regular season finale there.
30-point loss.
Yeah. That was only about 2 weeks ago, boy.
Yeah.
That was
You weren't showing your hand. That's what it was. We all thought, well, Coach Hicks, he just doesn't want to show his hand before tournament time.
Well, I've said it, hey, Mary Jo, Dan, I've said it for months now that if it was a 7-game series that, you know, Dunbar would win the state. I haven't seen the teams out far west play, like Hopkinsville and Christian County, but I've seen every other team and play in the state and that could possibly have a chance to beat them. And if it's a 7-game series, Dunbar would be this. I'm glad it's not the NBA. NBA, Dunbar would win the state because they're the best team in the state. I've seen them all on this side of the state. And So it's a challenge. They just, you know, it's our last home game of regular season, and boy, they came in and it's really well. They forced a ton of turnovers, and it has caused us all kinds of problems as far as defending them and everything, guarding them, rebounding. They beat us in every way. But most of anything, they beat us. You know, the points off turnovers. They had like 33 points off turnovers. You know, we've got to be tougher with the ball, and I hope we will be. You know, we had 2 weeks now. Summer's time is. We've had 2 weeks to get better before we play again. But basketball is a funny game. You could go out one game and today, you know, we could play and get beat 30 and you come back tomorrow and win. You know, it's funny how the game flows and how things go. And I would think we're going to play a lot better than we did at our place. I hope we do anyway.
Well, it should be a good one. Monday night at EKU.
7:30, Scott County and Dunbar. There's no way it's going to be a 30-point game, folks.
Just forget that.
Go ahead, get out your popcorn, go buy a ticket. Because this 11th region, I mean, those games yesterday, your game, the way it played out, that was the way the Dunbar-Henry Clay game played out. Henry Clay had the lead on Dunbar most of the game, and then Dunbar made its run and got ahead and put it away and took the game. And those are four of the top 15 teams in the state, all there in the 11th region.
Yeah.
I do want to ask you this before we let you go. Go ahead. I'll
tell you how strong he's been. Probably all year long, you know, us and Dunbar and Henry Clay have been in the top five in the state. My goodness, you throw if there's 10 better teams in Massachusetts Central in the state, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, no kidding.
If there's 10 better teams than Lafayette in the state, I haven't seen them. Like Lafayette played Mercer and beat them 20.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm saying is this 11th region was was really a bear this year. I mean, there's good teams that don't even I watched the LCA Lafayette game, you know, on television yesterday. I kind of see what a good team that LCA had. And
yeah,
it's just I think for a while that the 7th and some other regions competed with the 11th, but I think right now the 11th is by far better than everybody else, and it should be because you take Louisville and Covington out of the mix, you got half the state's population in one region.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. you got all the Central Kentucky in there. So the 11th is and always will be, you know, part of the best region in the state of Kentucky.
Before we let you go, I did want to ask you one question about if you ever, I mean, do you allow yourself to just glance at the Sweet 16 at all? Because when you glance at it, the 11th region probably has the toughest path, either whether it's you or Dunbar. You're going to have to beat as good or if not better competition than you faced all year just to get to the finals.
You know me, Dan. Yeah. I never even looked down the road.
Yeah.
I never looked down the road on that. I don't even know who we – most years I don't even know who we play, you know, because you can't win the state unless you get there.
Right, exactly. I figured that would be your answer. I figured that.
I've had some awful good teams not even make it, so – you get the state tournament. I think whoever probably comes out of the 11th, you know, be us or Dunbar will be the favorite.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that, as it is on most years,
if the 11th region isn't the favorite, then it's Mercer County, and that's who the 11th region plays in the first round.
I know.
Mercer County. Mercer County got a really good basketball team.
Yeah, Dan and I have talked about that. The draw for the 11th region isn't great.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, don't put Mercer in just yet now.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Steve Wright's got a good basketball team there, Southwestern.
That's right, you're right.
Steve's been around a long time, and mm-hmm. they got the Gover kid, the guard, those guys. Hey, guys, don't pencil them in just yet. Southwestern's going to have a say in that tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a tough basketball game, and then you got a good Bull County team in Casey. Whoever comes out of that is not going to be a pushover either. So
right.
The 12th has been really strong this year. Wayne County, but a heck of a basketball team. When the kid with the hurt knee was healthy, they was good or better as good as anybody in the state.
Yeah.
When he just could play and set. He could play and then set, get his knee ready to play again. But, you know, when they were really good. So, you know, Southwestern and Mercer, I guess the tournament's at Pulaski They better get there early and get a seat in that gym.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that. That's going to be
it
a good one.
That reminded me of back when I was at Corbin when we played Clay and those things.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one time going to Bell County there, and gosh, it was already turning people away by the time we got to the gym for the game. We played the game. And I remember Murray Arnold from Weston's coaches sitting outside. And I knew him from coaching clinics and stuff. And I said, hey, come on, Mr. Arnold, come on. His wife with him. I said, here, come on in with us. He couldn't get in the gym. He was outside. He was locked out. It was sold out. Nobody couldn't get in. And
you had to sneak in the Western Kentucky coach with your team, with Corbin, huh?
Yeah, he came in with our team. He was already sold out. The gym was sold out. And did the same the next night for, they were recruiting Richie Farmer, UK staff, I think Dickey and Barnes. We said, come on, guys, you come in with us. If you didn't get there by 6 o'clock, you didn't get in. You couldn't get the game.
That's what's great about basketball out in the county. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, it'll be Mercer and Southwestern. It'll be unreal.
Yeah.
You know, it will be. So, but I hope we can get a good crowd in tomorrow night, too. People in Scott County and Lexington, they love basketball. So hopefully
yes.
We get a good crowd in tomorrow night and then play it out.
Hey, and McBrayer Arena is a great atmosphere for basketball. That place, the crowds that Scott County and Dunbar will bring, plus the folks that just want to see basketball there, that will be enough to make it loud and be a lively atmosphere. That's a good place for the 11th region tournament there at EKU. And Coach Hicks, best of luck to you, and we appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you all very much. Bye.
Coach Billy Hicks there from Scott County. Scott County and Dunbar tomorrow. That's your state championship game right there.
That'll be a good one.
That's your state championship game.
Now, hold on just a minute there, Dan.
Yep. Don't count out Steve Wright in Southwestern. He's got a good ball club down there, and he's been around a while. And that kid Gover, I mean, he knows. They don't have to play Southwestern. He just knows. You know what I mean? That's how much he's into it. That's why he's won more games than any other coach in the state in history. All right, when we come back, we'll get back to UK. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to talk basketball again with Franklin County girls basketball head coach, 11th region champs, Franklin County. Joey Thacker joins us at 10 o'clock here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Why did we call our new checking account the Republic Bank Easy Checking Account? That's an easy one. You never have to keep a minimum balance or pay a monthly fee. You also get free bill pay and free mobile and online banking. We told you this was easy. Get the Republic Easy Checking Account today. Visit republicbank.com or your nearest Republic Banking Center. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress. A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. It's not about paranoia
or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now, you know, there's 15 teams better than us. I got to see them. I mean, we're pretty good right now. We've had one game where, you know, or we'd have one more.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
That's what. After I watched that game yesterday, I thought the same thing. Like, I know that it says number 22 by Kentucky's name, and at times they probably could have fallen. You know, this team lost to Auburn.
Yes.
This team, you know, lost to Tennessee after being up 21 points. But they are not the 22nd best team in the country when they have it going.
No.
They are a top 10 team. Hands down.
But if they're 15 teams better, what's a four seed? It's the best 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's saying we're at least a four seed. We're at least a four seed.
And I think they're at least a four seed.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
But I think they can get up to a three seed.
I think they should be able to get up to a three seed. I just don't know that they will because I swear, as much as I want to believe that the SEC tournament matters, I don't think it does,
right.
Because I've seen it so many years where it doesn't change anything. There's been 2 years in particular with Kentucky where it should have helped, and it meant absolutely nothing. I can't remember which one year it was where we were at his house to interview him because he does the selection show at his house where he watches it with the team. The team will fly back from Nashville, and they'll roll in, and they'll be there in time for the selection show, and then Calipari talks to the media, he invites the media over. So I can remember him saying, to do what we just did and still get that, come on. I mean, clearly it didn't mean anything. So yes, you would think if Kentucky could beat, I don't think it matters who they play the first two games because those aren't helpful wins. So,
but does like the Big Ten tournament matter? For sake of seeding purposes, because if you're just looking at the top 25, so you've got Iowa, Purdue, Maryland, Indiana, all those Big Ten teams. Michigan State's going to be on the one line, so I'm not really counting.
Yeah. Them. I guess when it comes down to like making a decision, if it's Maryland or Iowa, did they face head-to-head in the tournament? Which one advanced further, I guess, in the tournament? Maybe that's a consideration.
Because by the top 25... Kentucky right now would be like a five seed.
Yeah. They're a four seed for sure. They're at least a four seed. You would think if Kentucky goes to the SEC tournament championship game and beats Texas A&M and looks good this whole tournament, that would be enough to possibly bump Kentucky to a three, but I don't see it.
I'm just wondering if other teams
fall back.
I mean, I haven't watched Oregon play not one time. I didn't even realize they were the number 9 team in the country.
I didn't know they were number 9 either. Really? I haven't watched them.
Which is why, you know, I mean, it's been talked about since day one, but, you know, this is such a wide open year.
If I've watched them, it's because Bill Walton was doing the color analysis, and I just wanted to hear what he said.
That's a reason not to watch.
Yeah.
But Kansas has got to be the prohibitive favorite at this point. They're playing better than anyone.
Kansas and North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina last night looked pretty good against Duke. That Bryce Johnson. I can't even remember the other guys they got. But they look
like
good.
A Kennedy Meeks, right?
Yeah, but I'm not thinking of him. I'm thinking of the guard.
Marcus Page.
Yes, Marcus Page. North Carolina looks pretty good. Kansas looks good. I mean, if Kentucky gets Scal playing this way, I mean, we didn't even
talk. They look as good as those teams. To me, they do.
We didn't even mention Marcus Lee, 12-10, 6 of 7 from the field. If they do
so
the
if
lobs.
If your three bigs give you what they gave you yesterday, they might be unbeatable.
Yeah. Scal had 18. Alex had 12. That's 30. And you got another 12 from Marcus Lee. That's 42.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Isaac Humphries didn't play. If you're getting 42.
My God, you get half that. You get 21 from those three combined.
Murray took one shot in the first half. Coming up next, we're talking to Franklin County girls head coach Joey Thacker. They just won the 11th region for the second straight year last night.
Headed to the Sweet 16.
Again. And we'll talk to him next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Rebound from winter during the March Mania sale happening now at Aurora. Save big on in-stock hot tubs and swim spas. And shop our newest line of Bullfrog spas. 30% off outdoor accessories and save 30 to 50% on in-stock furniture from leading designers. Also get a 24-foot above-ground pool installed for under $3,000. Get your family set for summer fun. March Mania sale happening now at Aurora. 1512 Colesbury Circle.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning will announce his retirement after 18 NFL seasons during a news conference tomorrow at the team's headquarters. That means the five-time league MVP gets to go out as a champion with a Super Bowl in a victory in Super Bowl 50. Stay tuned to ESPN Radio and Sports Center for the latest in this developing story on the first ballot Hall of Fame QB. Two big upsets in UFC 196. Nate Diaz beat Conor McGregor by second-round submission in a welterweight fight. Misha Tate defeated Holly Holm by fifth-round submission to win the women's bantamweight title. UFC President Dana White on SportsCenter declared Tate's first bantamweight defense will come against Ronda Rousey. College basketball, Yale's in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1962. Bulldogs clinched the Ivy League's automatic bid with a 71-55 victory over Columbia. Austin Peay clinched an automatic bid as well by beating Tennessee Martin 83-73 in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship game. Number 8 North Carolina topped number 17 Duke 76-72 and clinched the outright ACC regular season title. NBA, Spurs beat the Kings 104-94 for their eighth straight win overall, improved to 30-0 at home this season. San Antonio's three back of Golden State for the top spot in the West. 28 points for LeBron James, passed Tim Duncan for 14th on the all-time scoring list. Cavs snapped the Celtics' five-game winning streak 120-103. Capitals' first NHL team to 100 points this season edged the Bruins 2-1 in OT. Lightning defeated the Hurricanes in overtime 4-3 for its ninth straight win.
Peyton Manning plans to announce his retirement on Monday. What was the biggest reason behind his decision? Tune into Mike and Mike starting at 6 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Attention oxygen therapy users. Stay tuned for a 30-day risk-free trial offer. Have you lost your freedom since going on oxygen? Do the tanks keep you from really enjoying life? Introducing the new Inogen 1 G3, Inogen's smallest and lightest unit ever. It's a super lightweight, easy-to-use portable oxygen concentrator that makes its own oxygen. It works just like your big in-home concentrator, but it's much smaller and lighter, so you can use it anytime, anywhere. Call now and speak with an oxygen specialist to receive your very own Inogen 1 risk-free for 30 days. Plus, call right now and receive free shipping. And we'll also include an extra battery, a $325 value, free. Call now and try the Inogen 1 risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-376-7026 to get your own Inogen 1 risk-free for 30 days with a free extra battery and free shipping. Call 800-376-7026. That's 800-376-7026. Risk-free trial applies to cash purchase only.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at helpwantedlexington.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at helpwantedlexington.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, we're going to continue to talk basketball, and we're going to get back to UK because the Wildcats are SEC champs again. However, co-champs with Texas A&M, the 2 seed in the SEC tournament, will play next Friday at 7 o'clock in Nashville on the SEC Network against the winner between Ole Miss and Alabama. And then should Kentucky win again, it would face the winner between South Carolina and either Georgia or Mississippi State.
Oh, and Ben Simmons is just awaiting that matchup between Stephon Moody and Tyler Ulis.
Yeah. But before we get to that, we're going to get back to high school basketball because the Franklin County Lady Flyers out of our capital city are going back to the Sweet 16. Their head coach, Joey Thacker, on with us now. Congratulations on the win last night, Coach Thacker, 60-49 over Bryan Station.
Thanks, Dan. I mean, it's these kids have been real resilient, you know, with a target on their backs, and it felt good to kind of get to relax after all that was over last night.
So you all are the first team to go back-to-back to the state since Lexington Catholic did it in 03 to 06 when they had their run where they just kept winning.
Yeah, we're talking about 10-year stretch, 10-year stretch. Yeah.
So does it feel – are you more prepared, you think, the second time around? The jitters – different, or does it feel different to you?
I think our kids are just willing to get back and prove that, you know, Malika played on a torn meniscus down there last year, and you know, we just laid an egg, and they want to get back to this point to prove that we really didn't go to Bowling Green last year and show up. So I'm anxious to see if, you know, because we do have high seniors and three juniors, it's kind of been through everything. I'm anxious to see, you know, if we can go kind of reconcile that.
You know, talking with Joey Thacker, the head coach of Franklin County Lady Flyers, you're on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Back-to-back 11th region champs after beating Bryan Station last night. And yes, last year you said it, so I'll repeat it. Laid an egg in the Sweet 16, no doubt. But this year, you know, I wonder about that win over Elizabethtown. You guys took on Elizabethtown and won that game, and I felt like that said to everyone, Franklin County's not going to lay an egg in the Sweet 16 this year. We are a team to be reckoned with, and you showed that this season. Did that do something mentally, confidence-wise?
I think so. You know, our kids, which, you know, we had the talk the night before that, with the exception of Sacred Heart, we've never really beaten anybody that we weren't supposed to beat, especially at home, you know, since these kids were in high school. And, you know, it was a feather in their cap. And, you know, we got down and had to get back up off the mat after being down 10 or 11 early on. And, you know, Princess Stewart and Rebecca Cook both made big plays in the second half to make big shots, put us back within the reach, and left Frank just kind of took the game over in high post. And, you know, we try to model everything we do after Coach Mudd and EPAL. You know, we're really good friends, and I've tried to build it the way he's done it. And, it was a pride thing for us, and just as big a win as we've had probably in the program history, to be quite honest.
How about Brooklyn Miles, Coach? We're talking about a seventh grader.
Yeah, she didn't play much last year. She was in middle school.
She was 7-for-8 from the floor in 17 minutes. I mean,
she had on Friday night, by the way, she had one of our plays of the night on Fox 56. She had this amazing save out of bounds to Princess Stewart for a bucket. And at that point, I'm like, she's a seventh grader.
Yes.
My gosh.
Yeah. You just have to see her every day to really appreciate how competitive she is. She knows one speed, and sometimes that gets her in trouble with me.
Yeah.
But she's just, she's a tank. And, you know, every now and then, which we're lucky enough to.
Well, we lost him there for a minute. He said she knows one speed. That reminds me of something my coach used to say, is if you're going to mess up, do it full speed.
Yeah, mess up full speed.
Yeah. Like, and some people will go, that sounds stupid, but you can't. It's because you can't get that full speed thing. Like, you know, you can't coach the full speed, get it out of them. If it's harder to get that, if they're already going full speed at seventh grade.
Yes.
You got
there. There are certain
there.
Things you can't coach. And that's one of them. So they've got a team of Princess Stewart, Brooklyn Miles, and then he also mentioned.
You go Malaika Frank.
Yes.
Malaika Frank last year, she was one of our three finalists for Fox 56 High School
Player of the Year.
Yeah, Player of the Year. And that was as her junior. So now she's a senior and she's back. Princess Stewart is phenomenal. She went 16 points, 13 rebounds. Back-to-back games, semifinals and finals. We mentioned Rebecca Cook. You throw in there Anna Aristia, who's really good as well. All of those girls I just mentioned, Malaika Frank, Princess Stewart, Anna Aristia, Malaika Frank, all those girls are going to play. Deja Kilbourne, didn't even mention her. Deja Kilbourne. Those girls are all going to play college basketball. Those are five. Yeah. Then you throw in somebody like Brooklyn Miles, the seventh grader, who's playing phenomenal. And by the way, we've lost Coach Thacker, a connection there. That's why we're...
While we are talking about this, I do want to mention, because we brought it up yesterday, Leslie County and Jenkins played in the region championship last night. Jenkins, of course, Whitney Creech, the state's all-time leading scorer.
Right.
They lost in the region final. So Whitney Creech will not be in the Sweet 16. Good for Leslie County. That's a cool deal. But you kind of wanted to see someone like Whitney Creech be in the Sweet 16 just because of the legacy that she has as the state's all-time leading scorer. I think yesterday we talked, it was like 5,476 points, something like that.
Yes.
I mean, just a remarkable career. Scored 48 points in the semifinals. I'm not sure how many she poured in last night.
It was heartbreaking that it ends for them, unfortunately. But
especially for her to get to play where she is going to play her college ball.
Yeah. No. Because the Sweet 16 this year is at NKU.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Where have I been?
It's the first time ever that it's been somewhere else. So it's at Northern Kentucky University this year is the Sweet 16. And we got Coach Joey Thacker back, the 11th region champion, Franklin County Lady Flyers head coach. And we were talking while we had dropped your call there about Whitney Creech a little bit there. And just since we have you, and you're one of the top teams in the state, and you've got some of the top players in the state, and you played against Aaron Boley, like to know what your thoughts are on Miss Basketball. If it's Whitney Creech or Aaron Boley, and what would your impression be? What were your impressions of Boley when you guys faced her?
She's the best I've ever coached against.
Okay.
I don't remember if you remember Rebecca Gray that played at Scott County. Mm-hmm.
Sure do. That, yeah.
B. Gray.
You know. Yeah. She was.
She went to like North Carolina,
and then came to Kentucky, and then
wound up at like Union College or something. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Right. But you know, up until this time, she was the best I'd seen in the state of Kentucky until Aaron, and she's just so versatile. And I don't remember watching her miss 20 shots from the floor in her career of all the films and all the times I've seen him play in person.
Yeah.
So she's dynamite, you know. And then Whitney Creech is a kid that obviously I've never seen in person. I've just seen highlights that you all had, but she is a scorer, and she's only going to thrive in the environment at Western Kentucky University because of the job Coach Hurd does. And it will help her to have some help.
Yeah.
And, you know, she doesn't get enough credit for the ball skills that she has and her ability to use her body to score points. I don't care where you're playing. I don't care who you're playing against. If you score 60 points, you play.
And that's not like a fluke game. I mean, she scores 40 points routinely.
Right. Yeah. And again, she has some stuff that's throwback stuff. She's a great mid-range jump shooter. She can go both ways and score with both hands. And quite honestly, you know, the fundamentals of the game aren't quite what they used to be. And to find a throwback kid like that is a plus.
Yeah. Well, Sweet 16, you guys will be facing Shelby Valley. Franklin County and Shelby Valley will play 1:30 on Wednesday. That's the second game of the tournament. The opener is Mercer County against Leslie County. And Leslie County, we just said, beat Jenkins to keep Whitney Creech out of the Sweet 16. But that game leads into your game. So the second game of the opening day of the Sweet 16 against Shelby Valley. What do you know about Shelby Valley?
I know nothing.
Yeah, me either. That's why I asked.
I feel like the guy on Hogan's Heroes. You know,
I know nothing.
We'll try to get some film today, and we're going to meet about 3:00, take the kids out to eat, and kind of enjoy the day together. You know, I'm sure they'll shoot it real well, as most mountain teams do. I know Lake and Mullins is a very good mid-range, high-post kind of kid. And Rodney's always done a good job. You know, again, we probably worried about the other team too much last year, getting ready to play Allen County Scottsport.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to worry about our kids. So that's kind of the approach I'm taking with it. I just hope that our kids understand that, you know, obviously – one game situations from here on out, like the regional tournament has been. So we've got to come, you know, mentally and physically prepared.
Well, Coach, we wish you just the best of luck in the upcoming Sweet 16. Hopefully, a different ending for you this time around. Now that you guys have been there, the bright lights aren't going to throw you off maybe as much, and you guys will get there and make some noise in the tournament. We're wishing you all the best.
Well, I hope so. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you. And I wasn't going to say this to him because, well, coaches, you know, kind of funny about things. And you never know if they believe in jinx and stuff like that. So I didn't say this, but I really like Franklin County's path. I mean, Shelby Valley's who they open up with. And as we said, we don't really know anything about.
Yeah.
What I do know is Shelby Valley is very unlikely that they have five potential T1 players in their starting five. Malaika Frank, She's going to Western, I believe. She's already signed with Princess Stewart. I can't remember where they're all going, but like I said, Franklin County's extremely talented in their starting five. And yes, a mountain school like Shelby Valley, the speed of Franklin County is probably something they're not going to be able to keep up with. And then it's the winner of Trimble County, Campbell County, is who Franklin County would play if they were to get that win that first game. Definitely like
Franklin County
there yeah. as well. And then when you come out to the semifinals, that would be a little tougher matchup. Not sure who would get out there, but maybe Mercer County has been really good all season. The semifinals. So I see Franklin County getting to Saturday's semifinals, and then we'll see from there. But Elizabethtown's on the very bottom of the bracket, so it very well could be Franklin County E-Town rematch in the state finals, which yeah. would be awesome. All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get back to talking about the Cats because we have so much more to talk about that we hadn't even touched on. We haven't even gone in depth on the Jamal Murray bow and arrow thing. And
no.
Think about this over the break. Should Jamal Murray have a nickname? Do we need to give him something? I said Archer. I just threw Archer out there. There's Prince of Threes.
I like that. Also, did he intentionally trip someone yesterday?
Yeah. Talking about that. What should we give Jamal Murray a nickname? Think about that. Call us 381-1313. We'll talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike. I listen to you guys every morning.
I am told that Jay Williams just called. What do you do with Grayson Allen? This is now twice that we've seen these cheap moves for no obvious reason.
Not that you're calling for the kid's head, but I mean, this is the second time this has occurred. And now it's blatant. He needs to be reprimanded just so it can set the right tone. This is starting to become a track record, and that's not a good thing for his brand overall.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Matthew Lawrence here, and you and I have something in common. We love sports and we love movies. I've had DirecTV for 7 years because they offer the most sports and a huge selection of on-demand movies at no extra charge. Now, the best way to get DirecTV? From my friends at Impact Satellite, and here's why. First, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when they sign you up for new DirecTV service. Second, you might be eligible for another $100 Visa gift card only from Impact Satellite if you're a Sam's Club or Costco member. Contact Impact Satellite for details. When you get new DirecTV service, you need to do it through Impact Satellite because they'll make sure you save as much money as possible. Impact Satellite is a local company. Their local installers are on time and do the job right, and they specialize in helping you select the right viewing package. Impact Satellite in Georgetown, 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Or call them at 502-867-0157. Tell them I sent you. Save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop by your Lexington area Wendy's and post a pic for your chance to win a VIP experience at the home of Kentucky basketball. Have dinner with a legend, shoot around on the court, even tour the locker room. Visit Wendy's for details.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, the only thing is they had a three-point shooter back in the corner and he's doing the bow and arrow and the kids are shooting a three on him. Thank goodness he missed it, but again, he does some freshman things. But let me say this, really all these guys, but him especially, I love coaching him because he always has a smile on his face. He's not afraid to say stuff to me. Isaiah laughs at all my jokes and gets them. Some of the guys, just they have no idea what I just said, and he's laughing with me, so he and I laugh together. But, you know, I want them all to do well. I want them to be the best version of themselves. I want to be able to go in games and, you know, heated games and, you know, against an opponent that's unbelievable, and you're going to war, and you know, all right, let's go do this. And that's where we're getting to. And it's what we try to do every year. We, you know, there's some years that we may not be like this, but, you know, I can remember 13-14, and we went into that tournament just starting to play well. I mean, this has been, you know, a pretty good effort.
And so you heard the the attempt to be clever.
That was
the... And, it's like a train wreck, Josh. Like the worst ever, man.
You know, people are like, is there someone whistling?
Oh, my God. Like, so we're talking, you know, what should Jamal Murray's nickname be? Just tell Josh, hey, get the Mockingjay thing, play the whistle, and then go straight into Calipari. And then it's 1, 2, 3, and what was that song? That stupid pop song. And then the whistle, and then Calipari's trying to talk, and then there's whistling going on, and then it just abruptly stops, and you're like, what is this? What am I listening to?
Happening here.
Oh, good grief, man. What should Jamal Murray's nickname be?
Do you like
Katniss?
I do like Katniss.
Katniss Murray?
I like the Prince of Threes, too.
Well, in, you know, the Hunger Games, they hold up those three fingers together and raise them up. And PETA, Josh Hutchinson, is a Kentucky native and a Kentucky fan. He's done the Y at
Maybe Jennifer
Rupp Arena.
Lawrence will be pulling for us this year with no Louisville in the tournament.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No. She is L1-C4. But that's kind of crazy, though, that the Hunger Games have those two connections. A Louisville fan and a Kentucky fan as the star and co-star.
I know.
And then we have a three-point shooter who draws the bow and arrow, and now we're talking Katniss, and then they...
Also, is that... I mean, we've had a couple things, right? So, Deron Lamb threw up the three goggles.
And Wiltshire did it on the video to Alex Poitras for senior days. Like, good luck, bro. And he throws up the three goggles.
And
that's Devin, so 2012.
Devin Booker, you know, would...
Reloads
the rifle.
Klay Thompson style.
So what do you like best?
Bow and arrow.
Do you?
Well, the three goggles were awesome because that team was destroying people.
Yes.
And they were having so much fun, and they were just lighting it up. And Deron Lamb has just got that personality.
I know. And that was really the first. Well, we had the John Wall dance, but that wasn't so much like in a game.
Right.
And the boogie call me.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jamal Murray's been so vanilla.
I know. So that's why I love when he whipped out that for the first time.
Oh, he broke out, the bow and arrow. So I called him the archer. And the reason I threw that out is because it fits well with the guy he's tied with for most threes in a single season at UK, Derek Miller, a.k.a. the Gunslinger. That was his nickname. So it's like the Archer and the Gunslinger. Delk didn't really, he didn't really have a nickname that way. Tony Delk, who is the most prolific three-point shooter in UK basketball history. Jody Meeks didn't really have a nickname for him that way.
No.
Of course, neither one of them went and drew an arrow out of the back and then shot one of their teammates on the bench, which was
to be brought back to life.
That tells you so much about that team. Tells you so much that Murray stops right there after popping the three and fires an arrow directly into the heart of EJ Florial, who falls into the arms of another teammate. Johnny David reaches over, pulls the arrow out. Michael Mulder gets out the pads, slaps his hands together, rubs them together, puts the pads on EJ to resuscitate him, and he pops back up.
Now, Scott Utterback from the Courier-Journal, the photographer.
Yes.
had just the most amazing picture of that he tweeted out yesterday, with Jamal Murray's face turned, is facing the crowd.
Yes.
And he's got this big smile on his face, and you can see EJ Floreal dead behind him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Scott Utterback just tweeted, ruthless, adjective, having or showing no pity or compassion for others. But it's just an amazing picture of just sheer joy from Jamal Murray and then one of his teammates dead with an arrow through the heart behind him just before he is resuscitated.
Hey, let's get to the phone lines. Al's on the line. Al, what did you think of that? Did you like that one? Did you like the Jamal Murray bow and arrow?
Yeah, I did like that one. I mean, this kid has a sweet wrist, and he seemed to understand the rotation of that ball for certain. The trio of guards, I mean, you're talking about guns, and I heard the Western music in the background. Reminds me of, those three guards remind me of a Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know who you would apply the names to. I don't think anyone would be called ugly, but it doesn't mean that their facial features suggest that they're ugly.
Okay, the ugliest of the three. Let's stop you right there, Al. The ugliest of the three is Briscoe, because that free throw shot is ugly, and so is that long-range jumper. Those are ugly.
I hit one yesterday.
And Tyler Ulis is good, and Jamal Murray is a bad man. There you go.
Oh, he's a bad. I mean, he's a bad man. I'm gonna tell you right now. If I go to a bar fight like Barker, Drew Barker, and then head down in Richmond, I'm gonna take Ulis, Murray, and Willis. Because for Willis to get on that pole chop ankle, he can definitely.
Yeah.
He definitely can endure pain, and we heard all the stories about Ulis going after a cousin.
Cousins, yeah.
We seen Murray yesterday come up with that little sneaky trip.
Oh yeah.
Of the LSU player. So
yeah.
Those three guys, man, those three guys are mean. I wouldn't have no problem taking them to a bar fight escorted by Briscoe.
Absolutely.
So I take four guys, you know. So.
Yeah, you got to have the junkyard dog in there too, Briscoe. Briscoe ain't backing down from nobody.
No, he ain't backing down. I think, you know, quite honestly, you know, you can give nicknames to guys. We know that, you know, Goose Givens, he got his name, you know, Sports Illustrated called him the Golden Goose when they beat Duke that year. And Kenny Scrab Walker got his name because he could jump up into the clouds. You know, there were some names that didn't stick. You know, Leroy Bird was called, you know, Baby Magic.
Baby Magic.
And, yeah, and so forth.
The Blur.
So, you know, and I don't know which name you could give Mary, but anything associated with him being a tremendous three-point shooter would certainly be fitting, because I think he's going to be a kid that we won't forget. You know, he's endeared to a whole lot of the new remnant of Kentucky fans that's followed. He and Ewell is probably the best backcourt in the nation right now.
Well, you look at what...
They are hands down the best backcourt in the nation.
Yes.
I don't think it's up for debate.
I saw Steve Moody, you know, the handicapper, who's also a big UK fan, tweet out something that showed the backcourt production of Kentucky's combo in the backcourt over the years. And Ulis and Murray lead the way as far as points. Davinder and Chapman, Ed Davinder and Rex Chapman are second behind them. And so this is quite possibly, and I saw Mark Story had a column on it, the best backcourt in Kentucky basketball history. You look at what Murray's done, 99 threes. That's tied with Derek Miller for third most in a season at UK. So he's still got, I think they're going to the SEC tournament championship game. So there's three more games for Murray, who averages about four threes a game. So that right there, you add 12 more to it. Let's say they're going to win the first two games in the NCAA tournament. You got to think they're getting out of the first weekend. That's five more games. So there's 20 more threes. That puts him at like 119, 120 range. Who has the record? Just take a crazy guess. Who has the record for most threes by a freshman in NCAA history in a season?
Steph Curry?
Yes, from Davidson. 2006-07, 122. I think if Kentucky gets to the Sweet 16, Jamal Murray's looking at the freshman record for most threes in a season.
That's phenomenal.
It is.
One quick thing,
especially when you're talking about Steph Curry.
Yeah.
One quick thing, and I'll let y'all guys enjoy this beautiful day. And if I went to a bar fight and Scal Abissier happened to be with us just tagging along,
I'm going to give him the cell phone so he can dial 911 for police backup in case we lose him in the bar fight. Because he's not tough enough to do anything.
Hey, he's come along, though. Hey.
Yes, he is. I tell you what, it's beautiful.
17 rebounds in his last two games. That's what you need.
Well, the one thing with that, Mary Jo, is that we always talk about Coach Cal don't make players better. Some guys criticize him for that. And that's not true, because evidently someone's gotten into the head of LaFisiere. Whether Cal is giving that message to his assistant coaches, and he may have been hands-on of getting his kid to play and hype him up. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And one other quick thing, Cal has known Alex Portras for 5 years. What a sweet to see him leave. He's done great, not only as an athlete, but as, you know, athletes are called student athletes. So he amplifies the student a part of that with his grade point average. Sure, he'd be working for a Fortune 500 company, or he could come back to Lexington and open up Alex's steakhouses.
Hey, thank you, Al. You enjoy this beautiful day as well. Appreciate it.
He's been a great one. And that, to me, is the biggest fallacy about Coach Cal, is that he does not make players better. Yes, he does.
Who has been his best job as far as a player development? Let's ponder that question as we go to break, and we'll answer it. Who has Calipari done the best job of developing over his career? Which player comes to mind? We'll talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Catch the Dan and Mary Jo Show Saturday and Sunday, brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.
Welcome to Nick Ryan's, where sophisticated dining meets fun. We invite you to come and treat yourself to lunch or dinner in our beautiful Southern-style dining room. Come see us today. We're located at 157 Jefferson Street. Try our homemade soups, unique fresh salads, or a local favorite entree for a lunch to remember. For dinner, let Nick Ryan's exceed your expectations with house favorites like shrimp and grits, braised beef short ribs, or bourbon brine fried chicken. Come visit Nick Ryan's for their Saturday brunch and enjoy our Bloody Mary Bar from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nick Ryan's also features slow-roasted prime rib every Wednesday night. Open Monday through Saturday at 157 Jefferson Street. For reservations, call 233-7900 or visit nickryans.com. That's 233-7900. Or make an easy online reservation at nickryans.com.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play, but you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu. Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season. And you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year, but you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. The flu can be life-threatening, especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. The immune system weakens with age. So visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the vaccine option for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He's been great. I mean, it's been hard on him because I had to get him to think different in how he played. From shot selection to casual play at times to trying to make the hardest play instead of the easiest play, degree of difficulty on shots, how hard can I make this to make it look, that's done. defensively, getting him to really buy in. All that's been a fight now. Now, and I've been on him. It's not been easy for him. But you know what? He's he wants to be coached. Tell me. You know, he wants to be coached. Been hard on Scal, and that's why I'm so happy for him.
Jamal Murray, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 8 from 3. It's the 10th straight game that he's had 20 points. Only three others in the history of Kentucky basketball have had at least 20 points in at least 10 straight games. Kevin Greavy, Dan Issel, Cotton Nash, Jamal Murray.
That's
are you kidding me? My goodness. So that begs the question, and you heard him mention Scal at the end. And I saw Justin Rowland from Rivals, correct?
Yes.
Justin Rowland, who we've had on the show, he said, this may be Calipari. I don't know if it is, but the development job he's done on Scal has been great. And the immediate criticism was, he said something like next level. And the immediate criticism was, this was who he was supposed to be. You could argue that if he didn't get it straightened out, might be his worst job. I don't know about Scal so much is because of the hype and all that stuff. So there was something mental going on. It might be his best job mentally with getting a player to come back out of wherever he went. But as far as developing a player's game, going Jamal Murray maybe. I mean, he's got to be up
since
there.
Since he's been here, hands down for me, it's Josh Harrelson.
Well, yes. I mean, he has to be up there. There's no doubt. And that was twofold. That was not just his game on the floor, but his mental approach as well.
Yeah.
He also forced that out of him. Because Calipari is, without a doubt, a good psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's really good at that.
That's what it appears the issue is with Scal, because it's not that he can't do it or doesn't have the skill set to make shots and to rebound and to block shots. I mean, he can do that.
Yeah.
It just appeared that he was his own worst enemy. I saw Creed the other night.
Yes.
And there's a part where Rocky has, you know, Creed looking in the mirror and says, that's your own worst enemy. That's your toughest opponent.
Yeah.
He says, I believe that in life and I believe that in the ring. But
very good, Sylvester.
But that's what it is with Scal.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do it.
Yes. He showed he could do it. But Jamal Murray, do you remember earlier this season, he would go driving up there and fall away and launch left-handed toward the rim as he's passing the backboard. You know what I mean? He's shooting from behind the backboard with his offhand.
Yes.
Flipping stuff up, not, you know, completely avoiding contact. The crazy thing, and Calipari boasts about, when Calipari's bragging on stuff, it kind of, you know, gets old or whatever. Anthony Davis took the fourth most shots on the team, you know. One of the new thing now with Jamal Murray is taking less shots, scoring more points.
He has become much more efficient. Much more efficient.
His average has gone up. He's now at like 20 points a game. The first player at UK to average 20 points a game since Jody Meeks. So it's the first player under Cal. You think all the NBA guys John Calipari's had. He's averaging 20 points. And taking less shots. So instead of taking 20 shots and scoring 18, he's taking 12 shots and scoring 20. So he's not jacking up everything. He took one shot in the first half. One.
Now, I do need for him to take more than one shot.
Yes, but not if Scal is hitting and Marcus Lee is dunking and Alex Poitras is hitting. Then it's okay if he takes one shot. And Calipari said the greatest thing was he never came over and said a word. We weren't going to him at all. He didn't say a word. And then I said, Tyler, you got to do something. Ask him, what do you need me to do? Because you got to be in here. You got to get going. So it was, to me, it's a great, and the defense. See, his defense has improved too.
Yeah.
He was
it's
all about, I'm not playing
defense.
You would
see 8 rebounds out of him for a while, you know.
So his rebounds have gone up. He's rebounding more, crashing in there, and then he...
Not so much afraid of physical contact as he was the first 10 games of the season.
Embracing it.
Yep.
Just a wonderful job. I mean, you could argue, yeah, Josh Harrelson is probably number one. Has to be.
Because Josh Harrelson started.
Yeah, he was not on that path whatsoever.
No.
Wasn't going to happen. And he changed everything, and it has changed everything for Josh Harrelson. All right, we got to get some phone lines, and Dale is on the line. Good morning, Dale. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Yeah, good morning, Dale.
All right.
I'm doing good. I wonder if that boy was back on Scal's bandwagon yet from last week. Boy, what weak makes.
I know, exactly.
He is. If he's listening right now, Steve, you know you love Scal. You know you love him. You know you love him now.
And Dale's man came through yesterday and won, didn't he, last night?
Yeah, he done good.
Yeah.
Hey, one person y'all forgot about was the Blonde Bomber. I don't know if y'all remember
Yes,
him or not.
Jay Scheidler, yes, of course. Man, yes, the pictures of him, the if you look back, like Oscar Combs, when he comes to the games, he will bring a briefcase, and in that briefcase or a box or something, he almost always has some kind of memorabilia out of his barn of memorabilia, and he'll bring something. And one time he brought some pictures of Jay Scheidler, and just the Blonde Bomber was the ladies' man of all ladies' men. You know, women, you know, swooned over Devin Booker last year. Imagine Jay Scheidler, bleach blonde hair, you know, short shorts, shooting machine. He was the guy, Blonde Bomber. That's a good nickname, too.
Oh, yeah. He saw a shot. He never did see a shot he didn't like, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, Josh would be number one, but y'all are forgetting about Willie Cauley-Stein.
Yeah, that is a really good one.
That's a good one, too. However, Willie Cauley-Stein is blessed with athleticism that Josh Harrelson was not blessed with.
Oh, I agree with that.
So I would say it would be a little bit harder. Like, you could get – Willie Cauley-Stein's got it. You just got to pull it out. Josh Harrelson, you're like, I don't see it. I don't know where it's going to come from. And then it did. So that would be my argument there. But, yes, Willie Cauley-Stein is there,
Willie
though.
Willie
up there amongst the
top.
Right.
Developmental jobs, yeah.
Now, was he like the first All-American not to average double-figure scoring? Because he was a first-team All-American.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the first one not to average double-figure scoring? I think that was it. I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
And he sure is dunking in the NBA.
I know. I love it. And it took him a minute in the NBA to find his place and his role. And,
yeah. But he has. Yeah.
Hey,
well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate y'all showing. Y'all have a good one.
All right,
hey,
you
thanks
too.
So much, Dale. Listen, Dan, before we get to a break,
okay,
I do have to tell you about this story because this is
crazy.
This is crazy, and this is from your neck of the woods.
I actually went to this school when it was called Cumberland College. I was there for three semesters and then moved away from my hometown, Williamsburg. You go to college in your hometown, and it's small and all that, so I wanted to get to the big city, bright lights of Lexington. But yes, University of the Cumberland.
Yes. So the NFL has regional combines to give smaller schools, you know, a chance to show, you know, what their players can do, right? Wendell Williams, a wide receiver from the University of the Cumberlands in Williamsburg, Kentucky, ran a 4.19 40-yard dash yesterday.
4.19.
That breaks the official scouting combine record of 4.24 set by Chris Johnson, the running back, who's still, you know, he's had a pretty good, decent career, you might say.
Yes.
So wide receiver Wendell Williams, a 4.19 40. Now, to me, that means someone's going to give him a shot.
He's going to get drafted.
Yes, he's going to get drafted based on that.
There are not 30 NFL teams that will pass eight rounds of a 4.19.
No, he just got himself drafted.
Yes.
He also recorded a 45-inch vertical jump, which is tied for the best jump ever recorded at the regular NFL scouting combine.
Good grief.
So what kind of athlete is this kid?
Good grief.
Wendell Williams, a 4.19 40 and a 45-inch vertical jump, breaking the 40-yard dash record and tying the best jump ever, the best vertical jump ever.
Well, I hope the Bears consider him because Jay Cutler likes to throw the ball over the head of all of his receivers. And this kid seems to have the speed to catch up to it when Cutler overthrows him by 10 yards. Hey, I did see this before we go to break. One other NFL note is, you know, Danny Trevathan is a free agent. And even though the Broncos appear to want to keep him, the market's not going to allow for it. They're not going to be able to spend the money that it's going to take to keep Danny Trevathan. And the Chicago Bears look like one of the leaders for Danny Trevathan because his former head coach, John Fox, is there.
Sounds like you might
Chicago.
Be getting a Trevathan jersey.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Oh, I would absolutely have a Trevathan jersey. I have two Chicago Bears jerseys. I would like to have more, but they're really expensive, and I don't wear them a lot. The Walter Payton one I got, I wear it like once or twice.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. You know, I just can't. Urlacher jersey, I wear that probably every other Sunday during the NFL season. But there's no Urlacher on the team anymore.
No.
I feel like I need to reach back into Dan Hampton, Richard Dent, Mike Singletary, those guys, and wear one of those. McMahon might be the one I would have to wear. But if Danny Trevathan comes, that will be my next jersey purchase. Got to represent for Danny Trevathan. Come on.
By the way, we are 13 minutes away from becoming the first sports talk show in the history of sports talk shows to not talk about someone retiring from the NFL today.
Yes. I guess we could briefly touch on that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I'm fine with not talking about it.
We don't have to talk about that.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the sound of a 2013 Ford Escape from Bypass Motors in Lawrenceburg. This is the sound of a 2013 Ford Escape from somewhere else. Sounds the same, but when you take a closer look, you really start to spot the differences. The first thing you notice is the price. Bypass Motors posts their best price up front. No tricks, no haggling, and hundreds of dollars less than anywhere else. Turn on the ignition and look at the mileage. Looking for a vehicle with under 10,000 miles? You'll find it at Bypass. Kick the tires if the tread is close to 50% wear. Bypass Motors will put new ones on. Look at the car's history. You'll see one owner clean Carfax a lot at Bypass Motors. And let's not forget, you'll save hundreds of dollars on the same vehicle. But with Bypass Motors, it's in much better shape. Sound the same? Look the same. But there's a reason picky people pick Bypass. Better quality, better price, better experience. Bypass Motors in Lawrenceburg. 25 years and still going strong. BypassMotors.com.
Come experience one of Lexington's hottest spots. The Tulip Bistro and Bar. Located in the heart of Chevy Chase, you can enjoy their lighter fare menus such as Tulip Tacos or their decadent gourmet cheeseburgers, voted one of Lexington's best. For a more formal dining experience, enjoy the Tulip's delicious entrees like seared red snapper cassoulet, or treat yourself to the best short ribs you'll ever eat. And don't forget to try one of their great steaks. You'll also find fresh oysters and other sophisticated creations by Chef Spencer. Come enjoy their great wine list and outstanding service. The Tulip Bistro and Bar is now open Monday, so you can dine with them Monday through Saturday for dinner. Go to their website, thetulipbistroandbar.com, and make a reservation. Or call them at 859-367-6687. That's 859-367-6687. The Tulip, 335 Romney Road, in the heart of Chevy Chase. Let the Tulip Bistro and Bar be your next great dining experience.
Hey, I want all you former athletes and current athletes, listen closely. Another adult dodgeball league is forming now at Sky Zone. It starts Tuesday, March 8th. All the games will be played at 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights. The league is $45 per player, and the games are 8 versus 8. The league is 7 weeks long. It's incredibly fun. It's Sky Zone. Call 629-4455. Get in it.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, first of all, there's two parts of it. First of all, they got to understand their confidence comes from within, not exterior. It's not someone else that builds your confidence. And it's not someone else that takes your confidence away. by working hard, what a coach can do is drive them to do more than they think they can do, to push them so they look at themselves and say, wow, I didn't know I could do this. Man, I'm this is making me better. I love this. And you can be hard on them. You can challenge them. You can be tough. That helps them build their own confidence. When they build their own confidence, there's nothing I can say or you can say or a fan can write or say that takes it away. They have their own confidence. So we had to explain that to them because I think a bunch of them were thinking exterior things are making my confidence wane. No, it isn't. No, that's your excuse, but you, no one here is buying it. The second thing as a coach is you put them in positions that they can build. Don't have them do stuff they can't do because that doesn't play into them building their own confidence because it's hard work, demonstrated performance on the court, in games, that builds their confidence. So my job is to drive them. Second thing is to put them in a great position. But they have to understand, I don't build your confidence. And I don't take your confidence away. You do that yourself. And we kind of went at it, and then we tried to tweak a couple things that put them in better positions for them as individual players. And should have done it earlier, I didn't. I'm still figuring out this team. But I'm proud of them and proud of what they've done. Thank you.
There is the tweak.
Yep.
Explained right there. It's as simple as convincing them that their confidence comes from them, they build it, and no one can take it away, and here is how I'm going to show you why you should be confident, is I'm going to give you the ball in places and areas where you're going to have success. We know what you do best. Here's how you can be most successful. Alex, make a move in the post. Scal, shoot a jumper.
Yeah.
Marcus, here's a lob. Go rebound. That's it. Just finding them. And Tyler Ulis knows how to do it. And he noticed he's been, you know, getting the ball to Scal and Alex these and Marcus these last two games.
And he finds them in their best position.
Yes.
Where they are going to be the most successful.
Kentucky looks good, I think, for the SEC tournament to win the championship. I think they do. I think Kentucky runs through it, goes, gets it, and then still winds up a four seed in the NCAA tournament. So we will be talking about Selection Sunday a week from now. There is a Selection Sunday show that Matthew Lawrence will host at Brooklyn Pizza over off of Clay's Mill next Sunday.
Beginning at 5 o'clock.
And I think he goes on the air at 7. 7 yes. to 8:30 is the actual show. But yeah, beginning at 5 o'clock over there at Brooklyn Pizza. Football-wise, big news today. Peyton Manning retiring. That's it. He's stepping away. He's done. Which I think is probably the best move. I don't know why. We all thought that that's what he was doing anyway. Yeah. But you win a Super Bowl, why not?
Yeah.
Why not do that?
Call it a career.
Yes.
And
UK football got a commitment from Belfry 6'6" offensive lineman Austin Dotson. Big old boy. So now Jed Wills, did you hear that? Jed Wills over at Lafayette. So you got Tate Leavitt, you got Drake Jackson, you got Landon Young. Now you have Austin Dotson, who will be a freshman when those guys are sophomores or redshirt freshmen. And then possibly, maybe, Jed Wills from Lafayette, who is one of the top offensive linemen
in the country.
Yeah. So that's looking really good. There's some really good momentum going for Kentucky football.
Coming up a little bit later on today on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, there's some conference championships. The Missouri Valley Conference Championship is at 1:45, and then the Atlantic Sun Conference Championship is at 6:45 tonight. Tomorrow night, the CAA, the Colonial Athletic Championship. Then Tuesday night, the Northeast Conference Championship. Wednesday night, Patriot League Championship. So this is your home for March Madness Conference Championship games.
I love watching all those.
I know.
By the way, they're so great. Last night, there were a couple that were fun to watch. But they were, I don't guess I saw, like, conference championships so much last night. But Austin Peay won the OVC,
yes,
by the way.
Austin
crazy.
Austin Peay won.
Can't believe they won the OVC. But they're so fun to watch. Like, I don't care who's playing. If it is a conference tournament championship game. I'm watching if it's close because it's just such amazing entertainment. It's so great.
And those
so much
kids
fun to watch.
That's what March is all about.
And it's going to be a great week. We got the SEC tournament starting. We'll be here to be talking about the SEC tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Be sure to tune in to the Dan and Mary Joe Show next week, 10 to noon on Saturday, in case you didn't know. We are on Saturdays now. And we're the number one sports radio show in the market in Lexington on Sundays that you're listening to right now. Do it again next week.
On the Dan and Mary Joe Show right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show.